This time he turned into the alley. There were garbage cans on one side and a stack of cartons on the other full of returnable bottles that smelled of beer. This cardboard column was half a foot taller than Bobby, and when he stepped behind it, he was perfectly concealed from the street. Once, during his wait, something hot and furry brushed against his ankle, and Bobby started to scream. He stifled most of it before it could get out, looked down and saw a scruffy alley cat looking back up at him with green headlamp eyes. "Scat, Pat!" Bobby whispered and kicked at it. The cat revealed the needles of its teeth, hissed, then did a slow strut back down the alley, weaving around the clots of refuse and strews of broken glass, its tail lifted in what looked like disdain. Through the brick wall beside him, Bobby could hear the dull throb of the corner pocket's juke. Mickey and Sylvia were singing "Love is Strange." It was strange, all right. A big, strange pain in the ass. From his place of concealment, Bobby could no longer see the mortuary clock, and he lost any sense of how much or how little time was passing. Beyond the beer and garbage reek of the alley, a summer street life opera was going on. People shouted out to one another, sometimes laughing, sometimes angry, sometimes in English, sometimes in one of a dozen other languages. There was a rattle of explosions that made him stiffen. Gunshots was his first idea, and then he recognized the sound as firecrackers, probably lady fingers, and relaxed a little again. Cars blasted by, many of them brightly painted rail jobs and jack jobs with chrome pipes and glass-pack mufflers. Once there was what sounded like a fist fight with people gathered around yelling encouragement to the scufflers. Once a lady, who sounded both drunk and sad, went by singing "Where the Boys Are" in a beautiful, slurry voice. Once there were police sirens, which approached and then faded away again. Bobby didn't doze exactly, but fell into a kind of daydream. He and Ted were living on a farm somewhere, maybe in Florida. They worked long hours, but Ted could work pretty hard for an old guy, especially now that he'd quit smoking and had some of his wind back. Bobby went to school under another name, Ralph Sullivan, and at night they sat on the porch, eating Ted's cooking and drinking iced tea. Bobby read to him from the newspaper, and when they went into bed, they slept deeply, and their sleep was peaceful, interrupted by no bad dreams. When they went to the grocery store on Fridays, Bobby would check the bulletin board for lost pet posters or upside-down file cards advertising items for sale by owner, but he never found any. The low man had lost Ted's scent. Ted was no longer anyone's dog, and they were safe on their farm. Not father and son, or grandfather and grandson, but only friends. Guys like us. Bobby thought drowsily. He was leaning against the brick wall now, his head slipping downward until his chin was almost on his chest. Guys like us. Why shouldn't there be a place for guys like us?